Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krecha. I'm the Vice President of Operations for Autism Empowerment, as well as the Program Director for the Autism and Scouting Program. Today's air date, if you're listening live, is Friday, February 1st. And if you're not listening live, just welcome to our show as well. We hope that you enjoy what you hear, and we always look forward to your feedback. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism Scouting Program, which is one of the core programs brought to you by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism and Scouting Program after this broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and a whole bunch of other kind of cool multimedia platforms as well. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts on archive or via podcast, or even via iTunes, you can get more information there as well. I'd like to first thank my last guest, Sean Williams from the Three Rivers Council, Firefox District. We talked about a new position in scouting, the Unit Special Needs Coordinator, that he created, and they're test piloting in his area, and it's getting a lot of buzz around the country. As always, Sean did a great job articulating his vision. His programs are making a great wave around the country and around the world as well. We have reports that came in just in the past few days that scout leaders are taking this program that Sean has created back to their councils and to their districts all across this nation. So, great job, Sean, and it was always a pleasure. And it's always a pleasure having you on. The 2013 year started a little slow here as far as number of shows here at Autism and Scouting Radio, but now we're starting to ramp up, getting things booked, and we're getting a whole bunch of things booked for the month of February. So, expect a lot more shows, a lot more content, a lot more of Autism and Scouting, if for lack of a better word. I'm just a bit behind and hope by Monday to have all of the shows scheduled and up on our website, autism and scoutingradio.blogspot.com, and by Monday you should be able to see all of the upcoming shows as well. We have some great shows coming up that you'll definitely want to tune in for, and you also want to check out our sister station, Autism Empowerment Radio. Karen has at least 7 shows already booked for February as well, including tomorrow morning, Matt Freeman, who is a cartoonist behind Dude, I'm an Aspie. I can't wait to hear that one. And then Joey Sandler will be on air next Friday, February 8th. He's the Eagle Scout that we had on Autism and Scouting Radio I think it was December of last year. So you'll definitely want to turn it in. Joey does a great job articulating his points, and it's really kind of fun to have him on. Today we're switching gears a little bit. I'm back joined with Karen Krecha, the Executive Director of Autism Empowerment, and we'll be talking about the Autism Empowerment's Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Kits and Conference that we are developing. We are going to explain some of the vision behind creating the leadership kit, some of its history, what's going on right now, when we estimate when it's coming out, how many kits are going to be coming out, what's going to be some of the stuff that's going to be included in the kit. Also, we're going to talk about the training conference, the Autism and Scouting Training Conference that will be held in the Pacific Northwest in late fall of 2013. So let's get started because we have a lot of area to cover. And so welcome, Karen.
Hey, John. Thank you. Thank you for so much for having me back on air. Hello, Autism and Scouting radio listeners.
Hey, Karen.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. That was a great introduction.
All good.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we had no technical difficulties. That was a great introduction, and I really want to thank all the listeners out there who tuned in today to listen to Autism and Scouting Radio. We truly appreciate your support and want you to know that Autism Empowerment and Autism and Scouting, it isn't about us. Although John and I both have radio broadcasts, we don't want you to think we have big heads, because really we're working together to serve you. It's really about us collectively, and that definitely includes you. We recently passed 1,300 likes at Facebook under the Autism and Scouting Facebook page, and Autism and Scouting Radio has actually had over 17,000 listens. So that's a lot of people out there who are tuning in, and we truly appreciate you spreading the word about what we're doing. Make sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Visit our autismempowerment.org website and click on the Autism and Scouting tab there for more information. We just want you to feel that you're part of the community and you're connected and plugged in. So today we're going to have a question and answer interview format. I'm going to be doing most of the question asking, and John will be doing most of the answering. We've got a lot to cover here, as John mentioned, and so he and I are really excited to be sharing this information with you, and we're going to go ahead and get started. So, John, why don't you first tell our listeners, what's the history behind a leadership kit? What is it, and why in the world do we need one?
Well, the history behind it goes back to when we first learned about our sons being diagnosed on the autism spectrum. Our youngest son was diagnosed with autism back in 2008, and then our older son was diagnosed with Asperger's a couple months later. The doctors were really great to me personally. It felt like, but when we got there, it was kind of like, thank you so much for coming in, and don't let the door hit you on the way out. We'll see you in a couple in a month. Let us know how things are going when you come back. We were given a few sheets of paper on who we could contact if we wanted to help get some help, but there was no real guidance, no roadmap given, and obviously no manual. Parents, there's no manual that comes out with the baby. When you're first given a diagnosis with autism, in most cases, you're not giving a manual either.
If you are, the thing is with autism, since it's such a wide spectrum, and if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism, there isn't a customized manual for each child.
Absolutely. Karen was a little bit different. She kind of thought the diagnosis was coming. For me, it was kind of a shock. But as my wife is the Google queen, she spent days and days doing research. I did my fair share of research as well. But one of the first things that we found was a kit. It was called the First 100 Days Kit from Autism Speaks. And it basically talked about what you should do after the first 100 days once you get a diagnosis. Shortly thereafter, we found a local resource, the Swindle Center at the Providence Child Care Center in Portland. They offered and still offer a free product called My Child's Life Care Notebook and Organizer, which helps you put together all your child's history, important pieces of information. It basically put all the information together in one place where you could quickly go and have access to all of your child's important information. We also attended their autism support groups and conferences and learned more about the particular organizer as well as other things that they had. Then later on we found what was called the Big Red Safety Box. This was through the National Autism Association, which helped for those kids that are prone to wander. And again, it was a nice tool. It was a kit that helped kind of explain our journey with our sons. It was really kind of these three tools were a wonderful tool to kind of give us some sea legs, if you will, in the autism world. In 2010, Our oldest son had just crossed over from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts. During that time, he went to Boy Scout camp, and he was there, and he had a really good time, and everyone there treated him very well. But what I noticed was that there were some counselors that really didn't know how to work with some of the boys. And I could tell some of the boys that they were having challenges with were probably scouts on the spectrum. And I'm sure the counselors and the other scout leaders did the best they very could, because I assumed that they probably didn't have experience working with scouts on the spectrum. When I got back, I then turned to Google and put in all of the different variations of autism and scouting and autism. It came up with very little. There were some very good things out there, but there really wasn't very much of anything. So it was really kind of thinking to myself, what's going on? 2 days after all of this kind of happened, we actually started the Autism and Scouting Facebook group, which is actually still around to this day. But then we kind of, in 2011, April 2011, we moved to the Facebook page and found that was more conducive to growth. And then when Karen and I founded Autism Empowerment in June of 2011, the Autism Scouting Program was just a natural fit and became one of many of our programs that we offer. During that time, we received a lot of comments over the time frame from leaders looking for more information, asking for help. What should I do? I have this scout leader that doesn't get it. And then there's a ton of people who are just looking for information. You know, how can I best work with this scout that I have in my troop that, or my pack or my den that has autism? You know, I want to be able to serve them better. And, you know, we felt, you know, Karen and I kind of looked at each other and said, wouldn't it be really nice to have like a manual or a kit that we had when we first came and what we first found? And that's kind of the whole brainchild behind having the actual kit. But that was only part of the process, because just having a kit, if you're given a kit, you still need the training on the kit. So we kind of put together a whole comprehensive program called the Leadership and Training Program. And last spring, we actually applied for a grant, and I wanted to let Karen talk a little bit more about that grant process and how that all worked.
Yes. So as John was saying, you know, the history behind the leadership kit, well, I guess sort of the start of it was just realizing that we could get help and assistance sometimes when we could have information that was compiled in one handy area. Disseminating through a whole lot of different information from a lot of different places can be very overwhelming and confusing. And so when we were applying and thinking about programs that we wanted to develop, we were thinking back last year. We had John and I had been part of a sensory-friendly Cub Scout pack. We were volunteering at the time, and Autism Empowerment actually had given some funds to help start the group. And we had seen the success of what it meant for kids that had some sensory challenges, some differences, to be able to be included positively in scouting. And it was just a really neat thing. And we thought, okay, maybe take that, you know, a step further and make sure that all units out there, no matter if it's Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, Campfire Girls, Joeys, you know, anything from around the world, that we try to have inclusion in scouting where scouts on the spectrum, scouts of all sorts of different abilities, can feel comfortable and accepted, and that when the leaders are working with them, that they know and they feel comfortable with how to be able to recognize differences, challenges, sensory issues, those sorts of things. So we decided to apply for a grant specifically so that we would be able to take the starting of what we've learned, be able to replicate and expand it, and to be able to deliver it outside of our local regional area and to be able to bring it to the country and eventually to the world. So I applied along with John. We worked together on the grant proposal, and there's, you know, a lot of extensive things that go on to that. I won't have to share that with you, but suffice to say, it was a very comprehensive process. and we had to budget specifically what we wanted to look for because there's only a certain amount of money that you can ask for. And when we were notified, last December that we were one of 16 organizations throughout the country, you know, out of, oh, goodness, who knows how many applicants, but a lot. It was a real honor for our organization. We felt it was great because we really knew that this program was going to be able to make a positive difference in the lives of so many people. And that's just kind of a little bit of a history behind it. A couple things I did want to say is that the money that we received from Autism Speaks, we haven't received the money yet. It's something we applied for, and that we should be getting the grant money of. It was a $25,000 award, and that should be coming out to us shortly. We wanted to explain to people what that entailed and what it didn't, because sometimes there's a little confusion with those things. What that money is helping us do is it's helping to pay for production, video production, for some video that we're going to do. There's going to be DVDs as part of the kit, printing, extensive training on our site, and it's basically to allow us to go ahead and produce 500 kits, and also it also covers a Northwest training conference. Anything after the 500 kits and anything after the one conference that we're going to be held next year is stuff that we're going to have to go ahead and raise the money for after that. But what their grant has, it has really, it's allowing us to produce this. And so we are so grateful. And I'm going to not talk anymore because I know John wants to explain all about it to you. And let me go ahead and ask him really the next question, you know, which is, what is the goal of the Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program?
Thank you. Well, we wanted to make sure we put out some goals, first of all. And as with any of our autism empowerment programs, the goal must fall within the mission of autism empowerment and promote the four foundational pillars of accept, enrich, inspire, empower. With that being said, the goal is to produce a usable kit that can be used at the unit level. The kit is to be used by leaderships within the unit to a better understanding of a scout and who is on the scout autism spectrum, and give the tools to the leadership needs to better support the youth, to promote acceptance of the scout for who they are and where they are in their scouting journey, to enrich their lives of the scout on the spectrum by giving them the full access to the scouting program as much as possible. If a scout can fully access the program, they'll be more involved with the program. They'll be able to start to develop more skills for life that the scouting program can offer. And this, as this happens, so many times, scouts and it comes back to their families, where the families are also enriched by the whole process. To give the scouts tools to help them inspire the scouts that they're working with, by having scout leaders get into the scout's world. The scout, we hope, will be inspired and push themselves to improve themselves to be the best possible that they can be. And finally, to empower the leaders with skills and support to better support the scout. If a scout feels more inspired, they have the tools they need to be successful, they can feel empowered to take on the world in most cases. The goal is to fill a need and more information to get into the hands of leaders at the unit level, as we said.
Okay. And so to kind of summarize what you're saying, the goal of the Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program is to promote acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for the scouts by educating the leaders to be empowered so that they can also help empower the scouts by providing that training, by providing that those inspirational moments, by providing a lot of that kind of stuff as well. As far as who the program is designed for, is it going for kids? Going for adults?
Okay. I can take care of that. The Autism Empowerment Program, it's designed for Autism aims to serve the scouting groups around the world. That's the design of the program. It includes, but not limited to Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Royal Rangers, Campfire USA, Cub Scouts, Joey Scouts, Beaver Scouts, Geek Scouts even, which is a new scouting group in the Seattle area, American Heritage Girls, as well as a variety of other scouts groups, both in the U.S. and worldwide.
And I just want to clarify there that, yes, our program aims to serve all of those groups. Anybody who wants to work with us and use these training materials, we want to welcome them and open that up. But as
and we have no affiliation.
Right.
We have no affiliation with any one particular scouting group. We're more, it's because Autism Empowerment is an independent nonprofit, independent from any scouting organization.
However, we do believe strongly in collaboration and cooperation, and so we are going to be using tools from different organizations as part of the kit with the permission of the people that have designed them. So we'll be talking about that a little later as well.
Absolutely.
So specifically, what kinds of things are going to be part of the Autism and Scouting Leadership Training Program?
Part of the program, because it's comprehensive, it's not just the kit, there's definitely going to be a leadership training kit. There'll be webinars, there'll be podcasts, as well as the Northwest Autism Empowerment Scouting and Training Conference. So it's kind of a comprehensive overall program that's just not, and we just don't give the kits out and go, here you go. We want to be able to provide a comprehensive coverage.
Mm-hmm. And knowing that things are constantly, there's always a lot of change, so we want to be able to provide people access to updated information to be able to connect with others that are going through the training as well.
That's what we'll do via the podcast and the and the webinars as well.
As far as the actual physical kit the 500 that the grant is covering, that we're going to be able to distribute to people and get into their hands. What is specifically going to be in the kit?
The kit is currently in development. What we've done is put together an advisory committee made up of a wide range of people, literally from coast to coast, and we're starting stages of assembling the possible topics. With that being said, we are planning for the kit to be very comprehensive and covering a wide range of topics of importance for those both in the autism and the Asperger communities, as well as those in leadership. It's important to collaborate with both with these in most cases, because there's definitely some overlap. One of the topics definitely that will be included in the kit will be bullying. Bullying is a very tough topic, because we don't want to imply that leaders don't do a good job in serving in their units, but preventing this. But we want to be able to provide education in this area, and unfortunately, this does sometimes happen in scouting. And we want to be able to give resources. We want to be able to give training to the leaders to best deal with bullying if it does happen. We'll also have a comprehensive section on ways to make your unit and your unit activities more sensory-friendly. The committee will be working over the next few months putting all of this together, but if we can take away a lot of the sensory issues, a lot of times we can take away a lot of the co-conditions that affect the scouts when they're in the scouting setting. So that will be a very comprehensive section that is definitely going to be part of the end product. The kit will also include a DVD, at least one DVD, with a large amount of information. We hope to have on the DVD scouts and their families send in 1 to 3 minute video segments with the scouts explaining why they like scouting, what they're looking for to help them in scouting. This will be, I'm sure, a big part of the inspiration portion of the program, And we hope to do this to also drive home the fact to the Scout leaders that autism is a spectrum and that scouting should be accessible for everybody, not just neurotypical youth, but that scouting, a scout with autism can look very different from scout to scout. As you said, Dr. Shore once said, if you met one person with autism, you met one person with autism. If you met one scout with autism, you met one scout with autism. And we want to be able to definitely drive that particular point home. There will also be a manual for leaders and parents. And as Karen said, that the grant that we received was for 500 of the kits. And unfortunately, the kits can only be sent to U.S. Households because that was what the grant specified.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we can't make more copies. It's just that the initial 500 are specifically to be distributed within the United States. And
right.
Also, go ahead.
I was going to say, once we secure more funding, because you'd ask about more kits, once we secure more funding, we definitely need the help of every single person out there, to reach to the council, to their districts, both in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and all of the different scouting organizations, to encourage them to contact Autism Empowerment to see what they can do to help secure more kits for their areas. Funding will be very key because Autism Empowerment is a nonprofit 501c3 public funded charity, and donations that you make are 100% tax deductible. In your donation, you can also say that you want the funds to go specifically to the Autism and Scouting Program kits, and then those funds would actually be earmarked to for those kits. Because we want to be able to produce 1,000, 5,000 kits. It just really, it's all up to the public to make this happen, and we really need the support from everybody. And if anyone out there knows of a company or an organization that would like to partner with us, they can do so. Make sure they give us, that you can send them to our website at www.autismempowerment.org. And you can get our contact information, or if you'd like to make a donation, you can make a donation there as well.
Yeah, and John made a really good point. I mean, the thing is that we want to get this information in the hands of as many people as possible. And we will have a lot of information online. We will be supplementing, with webinars. There will be opportunities for people to plug into things. But being able to physically have a kit, at least one kit in each unit, is going to go a long way. That's going to serve families within that unit. And it's not just about just the scouts that are on the spectrum. It's about acceptance in general. It's about learning inclusion, and I think that, some of the material in the kit, and this is what I was going to mention before, was that there is going to be an educational component just explaining, in layman's terms, not just medical, clinical terms, about autism and Asperger's and what it looks like, and we're going to be able to talk with people as if we're having a nice conversation across the table rather than trying to get out a whole lot of jargon, which can oftentimes be quite confusing. So, John, as far as time frame goes, when will the kits be shipped or produced?
What we plan on, I'll get to that question. Just about, some people may ask the question, 500 kits, that doesn't seem like too many. And again, going back to the question, because it's not very many, but it's a lot, but not many. Because when you think of the amount of people in scouting just within the United States, for the Boy Scouts of America, they currently have 2.7 million youth with 111,668 units in 300 councils. For the Girl Scouts, they have 2.2 million youth and 236,000 units in 312 councils. And that doesn't include 750,000 youth in the Campfire USA, American Heritage Girls, and the dozens of other scouting groups out there. So that's why, production of 1,000, 5,000 kits is something that we really want to be able to produce, because we want to be able to maximize that. But when will the kits be produced? That's a great question. We're actually, our plan is to work on the content now between the middle of the summer. And then at that point, the July timeframe, we hope to be put into production and finish production by the end of August, and then actually shipping this year in September. And the reason why we wanted those types of timeframes was because traditionally most scouting units in the United States usually take the summer off, and then they usually start the next school, and it's usually correlating with the school year. So September, when most schools are back in session, that tends to be when either the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the American Heritage Girls, Campfire USA, all these other different units and organizations are actually ramping up their next scouting season. So that's what our goal is, to try to start the next scouting season with the kits in hand. So that's kind of our hope, our goal, and what we've actually, our timetable that we've put out already.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really doable timetable. We have, you know, developed a lot of questions and stuff in advance. We are using experts from a wide range of fields to be able to help us, you know, autism educators, teachers from different disciplines. Obviously, we want to make sure that the information we're putting out is accurate and that it's going to be, as John said at the beginning, usable. It's not going to be worth anything if people are, it's going to not be something that's user-friendly and that people can plug into and use within their units. And the beauty of being able to collaborate and work with a wide range of different scouting organizations and be independent ourselves is that when we share our knowledge, we're able to share knowledge from a wide range of groups and show that information to organizations that may not be used to collaborating with other scouting groups. So it's just a neat opportunity to share cross-information among all scouting groups as well. So as far as where the kits are going to go and who can get them, what did you determine for that?
Well, that's kind of be a tricky thing, because with 500 units, we could have done every state gets 10 units. And thinking about, well, that's not very many for an entire state. And then we came down, what we determined was the fairest to do is do it by population. So we took the population in the United States, we took the percentages, and then we based the amount of kits on percentages. So, for example, some states like Vermont and Delaware may only have an allocation of 2 kits for the entire state. States like Wisconsin or Colorado may only have allocation of 10 kits. Same thing with Oregon and Washington. There may only be 8 or 9 or 10 kits. Illinois and Ohio may only get 15 to 20 kits, where Texas and California will probably get the most kits just due to the size of their size. That's why we're really trying to reach out and trying to fund this program even more, so we can produce, you know, 5-10 times as many kits, because the more kits that we can produce, the more information that we can get out there, the more access that scout leaders can have, really is going to drill down to the individual scout and be the most beneficial if we can provide this information on a wide range of a wide scale. Hopefully that makes sense.
Oh, no, it really does. And, you know, the thing is that I think one thing that we forgot to mention is that the kits that we're sending out are free to the units that are receiving them. And we're trying to make that information accessible. I mean, yes, you know, maybe after the 500 it would be where we could charge, but we don't want to, you know, right now the model that we've developed is to try to make the information accessible to everyone. And so, you know, we're hoping to get those sponsorships. We're hoping to get those matching grants. We're hoping, who knows, maybe some Eagle Scouts we're going to want to take on a project and work with Autism Empowerment. Maybe local units are going to want to do a fundraiser. And we will work with you, you know, to be able to create those things, you know, it from a grassroots effort, if you would like. But we definitely do appreciate your support. And I think we'll go ahead and have a way to order the kits, John.
Yeah, absolutely. The way we have it set up on our timetable, probably in July, mid-July to August, we'll We hope to have ordering mechanism because our goal is actually to have www.autismandscouting.org, www.autismandscouting.org, come live in the next couple months. And
right.
That will be kind of a conduit to information about scouting, working with scouts on the autism spectrum, and we plan on having that as a mechanism somewhere around mid-July to August timeframe to be able to order those. The thing about that is that before that, we're actually going to be advertising. We've actually, part of the grant that we received was we received money to do advertising for the particular kit.
Not a whole bunch, but a little bit, yeah.
But we plan on doing some advertising of the kits, so we feel that once the kits go live, I mean, the kits will probably go very, very quickly. And that's why if we can produce funding for additional kits, and for our international listeners out there, we're actually trying to produce an international version as well.
Yes.
So if we can get additional funding, we can then, for those anything above the 500, we can then produce kits for our international units as well. And that's something that's really kind of important for me because I want to be able to get this information in the hands of every single scout unit in the country, but every single scout unit around the world. If it's Beavers in the UK or Canada, Joey's down under, if it's, you know, in Kenya or Indonesia, where we have a large people listening. We have a lot of groups all around the world where we really want to be able to support everybody because that's how much we believe in the scouting program as to build skills for life. So with the additional funding coming in, either by personal donation or matching funds or corporate donations or sponsorships, All of those will allow us to produce more kits and get more kits into the hands of the individual units out there.
Mm-hmm. And we're definitely, as John said, we're open to different types of partnerships. I mean, we definitely believe in building a collaborative community, and that that together we can do more than alone. So definitely, please, you know. We're going to make the resources available for download, a lot of them. We are going to have webinars and podcasts as well. Can you share a
Absolutely.
Little bit about what that's going to consist of?
The webinars and the podcasts are actually going to be a very important component of this, and actually we have funding. Part of the grant was specifically to set webinars and podcasts up. Part is one of them you're listening to this show today. But we will be having expanded radio to reach more people, to impact the larger group of folks, to get the word out. So that's definitely going to be coming down the pike to be able to promote it. But as far as you know, many people with those with Asperger's may not want to really charge out into the world, and you know, they may have a problem getting the access to the information. So we're trying to bring the information to them, literally into their computer, into their house, so they don't have to go out. We don't want to change the world. We really want to change the whole thinking of how scouting is done when it relates to working with scouts with autism, because we want to be able to give this access out there. We want to basically change the world. And what's really kind of neat is the group of people that we've assembled kind of have a similar thinking. They want to change the world as well. And how we can do that is through the webinars, connect people directly in their homes. When new information comes out, when updated information comes out, we can do a webinar and actually get people from all around the world involved in that as well.
And, you know, John, you know, you mentioned that, you know, many people have Asperger's, want to really change the world. I think, you know, you may say that a lot because you're my husband, and you just happen to know what it is that I want to do. But, I mean, really, I want to make sure that our listeners out there know that this kit and our organization serves people on the autism spectrum of all ages, abilities, all stages, and that it's, you know, next year, or actually I guess this year, the DSM-5 is changing the diagnosis to be under one umbrella of autistic spectrum disorder, and for people to know that we have your backs, we're here to serve you, and that's all levels of ability, and part of that includes your feedback as well. It definitely does. So we think that anybody who has autism has something that they can contribute, and we want to include self-advocates as well as their parents and leaders and caregivers in the community. So
well,
I just
absolutely.
Wanted to put that in there.
Absolutely, and that's really important because speaking to that real briefly, the committee that we set up, we currently have around 14 people on this committee and literally from coast to coast. And one of the things that we wanted to do specifically was make sure that the voice of those who have autism or Asperger's really are part of the conversation as well. We have two Eagle Scouts particularly on that are part of this particular committee that are actually fairly young. They're only 19 years old, but so they're fresh out of the program, and they both have Asperger's, and they both, you know, both are incredible advocates, and we want to be able to make sure that we have people that we're getting their information directly from. What does the scout need? I mean, a lot of times organizations, many organizations or people will write books about what someone with Asperger's or autism should be doing or how they can be better doing, and they don't necessarily have autism or Asperger's themselves. So that's why it's very important to have people that both have autism and Asperger's on the committee so we know we're getting their feedback. And many, many people that are on the committee actually are on the spectrum. So
either from an adult standpoint or from a youth standpoint.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're trying to do as a committee is come up with an idea of what should actually be involved and what people are going to be wanting. One of the things that we're going to be probably putting out sometime in early March is a call just generally to the general public asking their input as well. Because, you know, as this committee is going forward, they'll make the ultimate decisions on what's in it and what's not. But we want to be basically also hear from everybody. Because this kit's going into the units. This kit's going to be used by leaders to help work with scouts with autism, with Asperger's, PDD-NOS, all of the different types of conditions, sensory processing disorders. And we want to really, really drill down and basically have a comprehensive collaborative environment where we're bringing the very best product to the unit.
Yeah, and as John said, I mean, that's excellent. It's true. We're going to be putting out a survey, and we're going to be asking what you want. What kind of questions do you have that you'd want to have more information about? What are the biggest challenges? Or if, on the other hand, you have a problem that you were able to work your way through, we want to know your advice. Share that with us as well. So,
absolutely.
We're going to set something up, in the short term, that will go ahead and be able to solicit that input. So, good job for
that. No problem. I just want people to know that it's just not, you know, John and Karen putting together training manual that we're going to be putting out. Literally,
right.
It's a very collaborative group. We have educators. We have special ed teachers, we have authors who have no connection to scouting whatsoever. We have executive directors of other nonprofits. We have homeschooling experts. We have Girl Scout experts. We have Boy Scout experts. We really feel that we've put together a team that's really going to come together with a really quality product for everybody.
I absolutely agree. It is actually humbling to be part of that group when we sent out the invitations you know, to the different people. It was just amazing to see some of the comments that came back. And we haven't heard back from everyone yet. But
and the hard part was there's so many other good leaders that we could have chosen from. And
absolutely.
And we don't want to feel that if you didn't get chosen and you produced something in the past or have a program that you created in the past for Scouts with Autism and you were left off, it wasn't necessarily you were left off because we still are going to look and ask for your input. It's just that we couldn't have a committee of like 80 people.
I mean, literally,
there's our audience, Autism Scouting, is so phenomenal. You know, we could post a question on the Facebook page and, you know, we'll have 30 responses or 20 responses and really get some really good quality feedback. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the feedback. We're looking for activist scouts, scouts and scouters that really want to really help all the youth and not just, you know, just the youth that can climb a mountain, but we want the youth that can't climb the mountain either, if you will.
Yeah. That's very true. And with the webinars and with the forums that we're going to have and that supplemental training, there's going to be an opportunity for people with specialties in all sorts of areas to be able to give their input and their training. You know, we're going to invite people. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey, you know what, I've got this special skill set that might be able to help you out with this program, you know, feel free to get in touch with us because this
Absolutely. Is,
you know, about the betterment of all.
Without a question. I mean, so I think we went over the kits and we went over the podcast and the webinar so far, correct?
We did, and I guess what are we looking at with time right now? How are we doing?
We're still good. We have about 13 minutes left. So
okay.
I think I'm going to go into the last piece of the puzzle, and that's the to pardon the pun, I guess. The Autism
Talk about the
conference. Yes.
Yeah.
We've actually set a date already, which is Saturday, November 16th, 2013. It's I believe the second or third Wednesday or Saturday in the month of November. So we've already set the date. It's going to be held in Vancouver, Washington. We're hoping to bring together scout leaders from across the region and the United States to talk about specifically scouting and autism and how we can best support scouts on the autism spectrum. We're going to provide training specifically on the leadership training kit that we've produced. There's also going to be breakout sessions. So there'll be sessions also for role playing and really diving deep into how to work with a scout on the autism spectrum. We plan on having vendors at a vendor kind of like you'd see at a normal conference where there's tables and different vendors with different things that they have to offer to both the scouts and the scouting world. And we definitely. What we've decided on is having a dinner. So part of the conference will include a dinner with a couple of keynotes. We're still working on the keynote speakers. But it's going to be, I think, just an amazing time. It's going to be probably, I think we were thinking 4 to 5 hours type of time frame. But it's going to be really in-depth working with, how to really work with a scout on the autism spectrum.
And not just that in general, too, but, I mean, we're also going to hear from – we're going to have inspirational stories and success stories and just fun things as well. It's we're not planning to have a dry, boring conference. We're going to have an interactive, fun, it's worth coming to conference. And as John said,
very hands-on conference as well. I mean, a lot of conferences you go to – you can sit and, I mean, we've done presentations as well where people sit and they go through the material. We all really make it interactive, have a lot of great fun with the scouts. And the reason why we picked that particular day, because it's still before, it's enough early before Thanksgiving. And for most scout units here in the Northwest, they do scouting for food the first week in November. So we kind of needed to pick it, or December, sorry. But we didn't want to interfere with Veterans Day because the Veterans Day parade is typically the weekend before this particular conference. So we didn't really want to interfere with other types of scouting activities. And that was seemed to, and we obviously didn't want to put it on Thanksgiving weekend. So it just was a very nice, natural fit. So that's the date, November 16th. We'll be putting out definitely a ton more information on that particular activity. But we'll be in Vancouver, and we're still kind of scoping out the location. But we have a pretty good idea of where it's going to be. So, and we just need to confirm those things and those details.
So, John, who can attend?
The scout leaders. From any scouting organization, and we encourage the scout leadership, national leadership, to attend as well. Any type of paid positions within scouting, we definitely encourage them to attend because I think it'll be very important for them to come and see what we're doing and how it can benefit their districts, their regions, their councils, in their national programs. We encourage parents to come. If you have a scout, if you have a grandson who's a scout and you want to come and just be plugged in, anything, as long as you have some type of relation to scouting, you're more than welcome. If you're a teacher and want more information, we definitely welcome teachers, educators to come. We want to basically provide a whole scouting experience so they can really get the whole feel of scouting.
Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be really neat to have the opportunity for people to be able to see meet people from other scouting organizations as well.
Absolutely. We're really hoping to make this a premier event. And if it's as successful as we think it will be, hopefully we can take it on the road as well to other areas. But initially, for 2013, it'll be just this one event. So
yeah, we do aim to definitely have national conference and to potentially do different regional conferences. But there's only so much we could ask for in one grant. So, but you know, and quite frankly, it will be a learning process. It will be an experience, and we are so excited to be able to partner with so many people to be able to just make this incredible for the autism and scouting community.
Absolutely. It's basically a collaboration of so many people, and it's coming together so wonderfully. We hope to, when we launch the new website, again, autismandscouting.org hasn't been launched yet. We'll be hopefully by April, Autism Awareness Month, or thereabouts. We plan on having a specific area where people can come and actually meet the people who are actually on the committee and, you know, get their bios and really kind of get a feel of the really top-notch people that we have. So.
And also, you know, I just kind of want to put a little bit of a feeler plug out there. You know, we still need volunteers in a lot of different areas to help with both our autism and scouting program and our organization as a whole. And a lot of the volunteer work that we need is actually stuff that can be done virtually. Neither John or I are website experts. And so, you know, if you're a big WordPress guru and you know of somebody who can donate some good, website design, we really want to expand the Autism Empowerment site. We want to make the Autism and Scouting site really clear, sharp, something that you're proud to go to, intuitive, inspirational, and fitting within the four foundational pillars of Accept, Enrich, Inspire, and Empower. So we need, you know, help with logo designs, graphic arts, website design. But if there's other things that, you know, you think that you could contribute and you're taking a look around our site and you're saying, you know what, they should have this or they should have that, remember, the they is part of you too. So you're
Absolutely.
More than welcome to help us out.
We're all part of the public.
Yes, this is a public charity. It's a public nonprofit organization, and so we definitely want you to feel that you're a part of it, and get your scouts involved. You know, there's a whole lot that they can do. Service projects.
Absolutely.
Get them involved.
As a nonprofit and not directly affiliated with any scouting program, we would love to have Eagle projects done for us.
Absolutely.
You can contact, have your scouts contact us at Autism Empowerment, John at autismempowerment.org, and then we can work out a project that you could your scout can work for us to really betterment of the whole organization. And again, as we're not affiliated with any one particular scouting group, we then can fall under, especially Eagle projects, for service to your community.
Mm-hmm. And other scouting groups, if they have service hours that they need to do, or just, you know, the youngest ones can help. I think that everybody has something to contribute. And so we would be honored and delighted to be able to work with you on either an organizational basis or a personal basis or with your kids. We're just really happy to have you here as part of the Autism and Scouting community.
And one of the things, too, that we'll be looking for, again, are 1 to 3 minute videos of your scouts. Mm-hmm. So you can actually start sending those in at any time to John at autismempowerment.org. So it's John at autismempowerment.org. Have your scouts do a 1 to 3 minute video talking about scouting, what they like about scouting, what they want to see from their scout leaders. You know, it can be just them goofing around and having a good time camping or out in the woods, or make it really a fun video. Be creative, because we'd love to include a lot of this stuff, a lot of these types of materials in our final product as well.
And also, you know, to that extent, send pictures as well.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to, you know, have pictures of your scouts and just showing the many different faces on the autism spectrum. That is something when we're doing training that gets people every time. You know, we show them a page of faces of different people that are on the autism spectrum, ask them to circle, you know, how many they think on the page are part of the spectrum. And inevitably, you know, people are just amazed at their perception of what autism looks like in relation to what it actually does. So, you know, we hope that you will want to, you know, share with us your ideas and creative ideas as well, just to make sure that, you know, this kit and this program is as the best that it can be.
Absolutely. And if your scout actually receives a specific rank advancement or an award, no matter from what scouting organization, send in their picture and tell us what they've done, and we'll make sure that we share it on our Facebook page, because you know what? We do that all the time, and we get comments about how families are inspired when they see other scouts being successful. It just gives them so much inspiration to keep on in the scouting world. So keep on doing that. We only have about a minute left. So you have any other final thoughts, Karen?
Oh, my thoughts are just, again, gratitude. Thanks for everything. You know, John, you did a great job explaining things. It's just a wonderful opportunity to be part of your show and be part of something that is making the difference in the lives of so many.
And I'm truly humbled by, you know, being able to serve other people. And, you know, it's not about me. It's not about you know, other scout leaders. It's really when it comes down to, it boils down to, it's about the scouts and, you know, that need our extra help. You know, we want to be here to support them. And through autism scouting, through autism empowerment, our main charity, we want to be able to support all, not only all scouts, but all people both of all ages and abilities on the autism and Asperger's spectrum. And we want to be able to, at any stage, be able to provide services that really help enrich, inspire, promote acceptance and provide empowerment within their community. So
that is so true, John. And you know, I just really thank all the listeners who took the time to listen into our show today. It means a great deal to have your support, and we hope that you will connect with us after the show and that we can work together and just build this organization to something absolutely incredible. Make sure if you're part of our Autism Scouting program and you're not connected with Autism Empowerment on Facebook, make sure to like us there as well as our Autism Empowerment Radio Facebook page too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you to everyone out there, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Good night.